Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Al, we have nothing but the greatest admiration for a young man who was an intern with us and then became a basketball expert. I am not going to lie to you. When he was an intern, I did not realize he had this level of basketball knowledge. At the same time, Al, it may be possible that now Kyle Newbeck of PhillyVoice.com is starting to nip at the hand that has been feeding him. He took a shot at us today.
No.
Yes, he did.
What?
In his terrific column, if you're not reading his analysis of every game, the good, the bad, and the ugly that he does after every game, his very first thing under the good, Jonesy, he wrote, he said, there was a lot of talk the last 2 days about this being the biggest home game for the Sixers since the finals run in 2001.
Mm-hmm.
The talk was emanating from us. All right.
Yeah.
And he said, well, that's a little dismissive of the chance they had last year. And he did not care for us using that terminology to describe the team.
Sounds like a showdown.
On the line with us is Kyle Newbeck of PhillyVoice.com. Hi, Kyle.
Good morning, Angelo. There were no shots fired. I can promise you that.
It was the biggest game since 01. You know that.
Well, so I agree with you in the sense that because they came home 1-1 after the Toronto game, that it was a better opportunity than against Boston. But I think with hindsight, it's a little easier to dismiss the series last year. I think they had a great chance to beat Boston last year with them shorthanded. They kind of threw up on themselves. That was the bigger problem.
All right, now that is a really nice word picture. Kyle, there's a whole bunch of stuff I want to ask you about. I'm going to just start with this, though, because it has been surprising the last couple of games and the way the Sixers have performed. What's the most surprising thing that's happened after they were down 0-1?
I think it's the fact that they've been able to respond defensively like they have, Angelo. I think the problem with this team all year is that they've been able to go shot for shot with teams on offense, but they haven't been able to dig in and get stops. I think the biggest difference the last couple games is that they're going out there and their rotations behind Joel Embiid on switches and getting guys in the right places have been immaculate at times. And some of that is just they give a damn on defense. It's a different level of care than we saw from them at the end of the regular season. And I got to tell you, Angelo, one guy that I give a lot of credit to there because I gave him a lot of flack at the end of the regular season is Jimmy Butler. Like, that guy has been one of their leaders on defense behind Joel Embiid. And as he has gone, the team has gone over the last few weeks or so. And so I think between Joel and Jimmy, those are the two guys that have really powered this run so far.
You know, I'm glad you said it that way, Kyle, because I was thinking as you were describing that Butler's intensity defensively kind of spread around the team. And he's been preaching it. You know he has. You've been hearing all his quotes. You got to play the defensive end. You got to play hard on that end. And it's almost like, even though he's only been here a couple of months, he's already emerged as a leader. Are you sensing that part of him?
I think so. I think we always knew that he was an alpha type personality, right? Like in both Chicago and in Minnesota, that was a guy who he took charge of the room. And in some ways it was a detriment because the guys that he played with didn't really fall in line behind him. And it created some icy relationships, so on and so forth. But I think the one of the keys for me over the last couple of months is that him and Joel Embiid have come to an understanding, and I think they've figured out, look, we're a pair of guys that we need each other, and we're better if we team up and we combine our abilities instead of playing your turn, my turn, or trying to say, this is my team or this is my team. I think this team is finally starting to click. The synergy is finally there. The chemistry looks like it's getting there. And Angelo, if they have that on top of the talent that they have, it's going to be really tough to knock them out of the playoffs for anybody.
Now I got to run a Keith Jones theory by you. Jonesy said this chemistry that has developed between Embiid and Butler came when Butler shoved Dudley in the first series. Jonesy, that you really believe that has an impact.
And then afterwards in the press conference, I thought it was great when the two players were beside one another, and I think Embiid really appreciated it.
Yeah, and let me do a couple of matchups for you, Kyle, and you tell me what you're seeing right now at the current state of this. Embiid versus Gasol. What happened there last night?
So I think the Sixers did an excellent job of giving Joel looks in different situations. We haven't seen him used in the pick and roll a ton just because that's not his preferred style of offense, and they just haven't run them a lot before. But now that they have Butler and Harris who can run those plays, they were able to get him the ball on the move, so he's not always having to just put his shoulder into Gasol's chest and try to go through him. So I think that has been a big breakthrough because Gasol is a lot of things, but he's getting older, he's slower in space, and if you can make him move and you make him think about what he's doing on defense, it's going to get a lot harder. And then, of course, he hit 3 out of 4 threes last night. And when Joel Embiid's making threes, he just becomes impossible to stop.
3 for 3 when Gasol was covered.
It was amazing.
All right, now let me get to Kawhi, because Kawhi was the story in game one. Ben has done a lot of the defending, but there have been others. Kawhi versus the defenders, how has that evolved over the series, Kyle?
I got to say, Angelo, I think I said this on Twitter last night. I think Kawhi is just the best player in the league. Like, that guy is just unbelievable. I think Ben Simmons, it almost, you feel bad for him because he's playing some pretty good defense. He's staying with him. He's making him work deep into the shot clock to get these shots. And then it just doesn't matter.
Well, and here's the thing is, Kyle, if Ben isn't on him, if anybody else is on him, he's scoring 60. So, I mean, I'm giving Ben a lot of credit just for slowing him down a little bit.
Right, that's the whole thing. It's like, I think the tough thing with basketball is that you can work and work and work and do your best, and sometimes good offense is going to beat good defense. And the Sixers will live with that. Like, if Toronto in this series just says to Kawhi, like, you have to do absolutely everything, I don't think the Sixers particularly care if he scores 35, 40 points every night, as long as they're locking in on everybody else. And they've done an excellent job at closing out on Toronto's shooters and making sure that they're staying home everywhere else. And I think that's going to be the key for them.
Hey, Kyle, bench versus bench. There's a surprise there, right?
It is absolutely unbelievable. Coming into this series, I would have given Toronto a considerable edge over the Sixers there just because we haven't seen the bench offer almost anything for Philadelphia this year. And not only are they playing them even, they're kicking their butts right now. Like, this isn't even close. Serge Ibaka is getting absolutely dominated by Embiid. Fred VanVleet, who normally is a big lift for them in the second unit, might as well be on a milk carton right now. Like, I don't know what has happened. I think Jimmy Butler said last night that these guys just sort of, they know what their roles are, and they're playing them great. And maybe that's all it is. Sometimes basketball is a very simple game.
Well, finally, Brett Brown versus Nick Nurse. What's happening there?
I think Brett Brown is handily out coaching Nick Nurse right now. So game two, we obviously saw, they adjusted the defensive alignment. They put Joel Embiid on Siakam. But rather than just come out straight out of that look last night, the Sixers went to the traditional lineups and had Embiid on Gasol, and sort of through that, it messed with Toronto. Because, Angelo, I'm sure they went into the last 2 days of practice thinking, all right, that's the matchup we're going to have to face in game three. And then the Sixers made them think a little bit. They said, no, we're going to throw you a curveball. And this doesn't speak very highly of Nick Nurse and Toronto's preparation. They look like they didn't have any idea what was happening at any given time. But that was a team that I think the biggest standout of last night's game is Toronto just looked shell-shocked last night. That was not just a loss. That was a butt-kicking in Philadelphia. And that's the sort of thing, like, I don't know how they're going to respond. It's going to take a lot from them on Sunday. Like, this is if the Sixers can win Game Four, and it looks like they're on track to do that right now, like, I don't know how Toronto climbs out of this hole.
All right, you're leading me right to my last thing, Kyle. I'm in a Borgata Casino right now. They got a race book. I mean, 2 minutes from here, right across the casino floor. You're not going to believe this. Toronto is favored by 2 to win Game 4 right now at this book, Kyle. If you were here, which way would you go? Toronto given the 2, or would you take the 2 and figure the Sixers are going to make it 3-1?
After that performance last night, Angelo, I think I have to pick Philadelphia. But they were – I went into this series expecting Philadelphia to lose in 6, and early on it was looking like it might go that way. But yep. I think that they have commanded some respect with the way they've handled the last couple games.
Well, you've commanded our respect with brilliant commentary on PhillyVoice.com and your many visits here. Kyle, thank you as always. You're fantastic. Thank you, pal.
Thanks, Angelo.
All right. Now, listen, Jonesy, seriously, now, this could get to be a very expensive day for me.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.